Hello, everyone. My name is Keisha.
I'm Chanel.
Chanel doesn't want to do this, but that's Chanel. And we had decided to start a podcast from our bedroom. Well, Chanel's bedroom. So since it's January, let's talk about goals. Any goals, Chanel? Any New Year's resolutions?
I have a few. I guess the usual ones. Well, for me, the usual ones: getting closer to God, losing some weight. Hopefully, I'll get that one done this year. Yeah. Basically, that's it.
I know your goals from last year. Let's not talk about mine. I don't think I accomplished any of mine. But your goals from last year, you had a Facebook post about how you end up with your job now. So,
yeah, that was one of my goals from last year. So at least I achieved one.
Well, you see, you start off much better than I did. I don't think I achieved any. I think mine was unrealistic. So you got a job. What would you tell somebody who, like me, who has not accomplished any of their goals from last year as you start something new?
You didn't get closer to God?
I don't think I really did. I think.
I don't know if we should be laughing at
that. I think I was late to, but I tried, but I don't think it was executed well.
Sure, God might have a different stats on that, but you'll never know until he tells you.
I guess that means when I dead. So, yeah. So, what are your goals for this year? At least two of them.
You just said, getting closer to God, losing some weight, and maybe writing. I need to start bat rating. Yours?
I can think I'll try for the ones from last year that I didn't execute well, which will also be getting closer to God, losing weight, but at least losing like 50 pounds. I can give myself a number to get to. Instead of just random, because, you know, I could try 1 pound and...
If I lose 1 pound, I'd be happy. Because yeah. I don't think I lose 1 pound last year. Oh,
I think I gained
2 more.
I gained 10. And rating, and also want to start a new business. So, like, that's what I'm trying to push for this year. What do you think the goals you have are achievable?
Because last year for my rating, I gave myself deadlines that didn't work. So if I at least get one chapter out in the whole year, so that's why I just say general rating. That way, if I write anything, I would have achieved something.
I guess if you think of it, if you make the goals big
or broad,
very broad, you would, and you achieve something along the goals, then you have not failed.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I should fit in. There are goals. What if there were some goals that some people had for you? Like, you know, sometimes some people have some goals that they want you to accomplish. Like, for us, it's our parents telling us to get married. Granted, I want to get married and Chanel wants to get married, but that's like every year, every Christmas, every New Year's, when you get married kind of thing.
I want grandchildren, so you already got one. Be grateful for what you have, and maybe God will grant you more.
If you haven't realized, we know we are single. And yeah, I think that will be maybe we should do that in next episode, as a
Being Christian and single.
Being Christian and single.
Being pastor's daughters.
I mean, that, and to add to that, we're also pastor's daughters. Our father is a pastor. Our mother's a pastor.
Yeah.
So.
Double whammy.
Mm-hmm. So, the goal of weight loss, how can we tackle it? Both of us. Now, we have tried. And we've been successful in certain things. It's true. We have been successful.
Yeah, but then...
You
just
stopped. Yeah. You know, some people...
Well, not thing. Because last time we were going to a group exercise session and all that. And that was working. But then life got in the way. And you weren't going as regular, and then, yeah, I wasn't doing that hill anymore. So
there was the personal trainer we were with. He had a group that would meet, and every Tuesday and Friday. And this one time, he carried us down this hill. And he had a up the hill and down the hill. Like if you're a horses,
squatting.
The like crab walks up the hill. Somebody actually passed out at the end.
At the end of the relay, it was like
passed out.
No.
So I wasn't doing that hill. So you know, we really gotta be more comfortable with ourselves with this.
Yeah, because if you can do it by yourself, you can got to actually push yourself, because you really got the body pushing you.
Yeah. So maybe that could be another thing. You see how we get ideas, Chanel? Weight loss. So I guess our listeners will hold us accountable
and ask us. Have you lost?
And when we don't answer back, I ignore that question or comment. You know.
I don't know. I would tell you no, because I like to be truthful.
Yeah. Chanel's the truthful one. Yeah. So, this is the start of our podcast of for the year. We can try.
We will try.
Just like writing.
To remember to do it.
We will try to get there to record. You know, maybe we'll get some other people to come on and record with us. We'll see how this goes. See how it goes. And also, we're introverted, so this is a
big step
for us. Really big step. We don't normally air our opinions too much.
Our thoughts.
You just
unless
never...
you ask.
Yeah. And maybe give you a side eye or sarcastic comment of like, of course. But yeah. So far, so we just start saying with a little bit of goals.
So if there's anybody listening, maybe you could tell us your goals too, so at least we know somebody cares.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be lovely to know. And also, since we are publishing it, we will have to just add it to our social medias.
Yay.
So that means people in church are going to find out our thoughts. God help us all.
We won't talk about that.
We wouldn't. So signing off. Wait, Chanel, we made it to 9 minutes in.
Well,
it went faster than we thought, right?
Hallelujah.
Okay, so signing off. This is Keisha.
Chanel.
And thanks for listening to this very short first episode.